Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your marvelous love, your kindness and your goodness and your wisdom. Lord, we ask, as we sang, we need you, Lord. Teach us your ways that we can walk in them, Lord. If we don't know your ways, we can't walk in them. So teach us, Lord, so we can walk and live in a manner that's pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We must learn how to endure. Okay, the Bible says in many places that they that endure to the end shall be saved. All right, now enduring means a lot of things. And so we're going to go over some things to help us to endure, to help us to... you are able to endure a situation or endure when you have your anchor set. You're able to endure a situation because you've prepared for it. Mm-hmm. You know? And so what we need to learn how to do is it's impossible to prepare for everything. But it is possible to prepare for everything. And so I'm going to look up a couple of scriptures here. And this has to be the confession of your heart, the confession of your mind. We talked about one of the things about faith towards God was things are settled in your mind concerning your relationship with God. It's settled. There's no vacillating. And so this is something that since I was very young, writing music, and I wrote a song, and the chorus says, and because this was my realization, you know my testimony of going through, I was kicked out of that church and going through the hardship for so long. And out of that, I wrote a song that the chorus says that if I have more of you, then I have everything because you are all in all. You're everything to me. You created everything, and nothing was created without you. So if I have more of you, I have all I need. That has to be a realization. It's our faith speaking. It's our faith speaking into the future. And it's our faith that it's bringing to life the realities that Jesus had. Jesus, why wasn't Jesus afraid to die? Pardon? He knew what was happening. He knew what would happen. But if you remember through, and read through the Gospels, you will see Jesus was always speaking what was going to happen. But he didn't leave it there. He would say the Son of Man must suffer and he's going to die, but he'll raise again. And many times he said, I go back to the Father. I go back. And John 17 is a precious prayer. Lord, he says, Father, I'm coming to you now. I finished what you sent me to do. Hey, Terry. Hey, God bless you. It's good to see you guys. So Jesus had the ability whatever came his way to endure. Whatever hardships, whatever temptations, whatever problems, he endured because he knew the outcome, not so much because he was God, but he would speak what was going to happen. That was his testimony. That was his what he was convinced of. So I want you to write down a couple scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:28 and Ephesians 1:23. We talk about being behind the hedge. And what is the hedge?
Protection.
It's protection. What else is the hedge?
His will.
His will? The hedge. What is it?
The truth of his word or his word.
The truth of his word. What is it? How about his rest? The hedge. What else is behind the hedge? His peace.
Comfort.
Safety.
You see, and if you look at these scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:28 says, "And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." He's all. And we sang, you know, there's a song that says, "In him we live and move and have our being." It's a scripture out of Acts. He's everything. Without him, nothing exists. Remember the analogy that we used about who is God, what is God like? God is like the air. Without the air, there's no existence. And so he's all in all. So when I would pray, Lord, you're all in all. And if I have you in my life, I have all in my life. And when you are convinced of that, you can endure. You can endure any kind of hardship. You can endure anything. And you can overcome anything. Being behind the hedge is a supernatural place. We don't see a hedge here, do we? But we believe it is. It's behind his word. But his word is life. And his word must be something that you can see. It's got to be a reality to you that it's something that's alive. It's something that works in order to be able to endure and overcome. Yes?
I just looked up the definition of endure. It says, suffer something painful or difficult patiently.
Wow. Patiently. Patiently means you're not all in full of anxiety. Patiently means you're not at your wit's ends. You understand. It's like a storm. We know storms come, and so we just wait the storm out. Spiritual storms come. We just learn how to hunker down. And when you're hunkering down, you're behind the hedge. Ephesians 1:23. Let's read the context of that.
What was the first one?
It was 15:28, yeah. So, now let's go back in Ephesians chapter 1. This is the Apostle Paul in verse 15. "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God," now listen to what his prayer is, "that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation," in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. I would underline that scripture because we're going to come back to it. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. So you must be convinced, and it's not braggadocious, you're just agreeing with the word of God, that if I have the Holy Spirit, Christ is in me, I have all in me. Mm-hmm. Is that what the scripture says, that he's all in all? So if you are in him and he's in you, then you have all in you. Yeah. Right? Or am I taking it out of context? He's all in all.
Well, it says that we'll lack nothing.
Now, let's go back. Let's go to another scripture. Go to John, the Gospel of John. Hello.
Okay, I didn't want to go to John.
Oh, I have a really hard breathing.
John, what? Like the Android.
John chapter 16. Now, we'll start at verse 13. We're talking about enduring. We're talking about being able to stay behind the hedge. And in these times, there's a lot to endure. There's a lot to go through, to stand against. Verse 13, John 16, 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into what? All truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall, this is Jesus speaking, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. Jesus is saying, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Okay, when Jesus says, he shall take of mine and show it unto you, what is he speaking of there? What do you think?
His power?
His power.
His wisdom.
His wisdom. Basically, everything that pertains to Christ. His word. Because Jesus and his word are one in the same. The Bible does tell us that the word of God is the power of God. The word of God is the wisdom of God. It's all encompassed. So, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things. All. There's that word all again. All things that the Father has are mine. All things. Grasp a hold of what he's saying. The Holy Spirit said he'll show you all truth. The Holy Spirit will take everything from Jesus because he said, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. What will he show to you? He can show to you all things. So, within you is the capacity, the ability for all. Mainly, and I like the way Joe brought it out, his power. If the same spirit that dwells, that raised Jesus from the dead, look up, let's look up Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that lives in you. The Holy Spirit in you can affect your mortal body. This is our mortal body. It's not a glorified body. Okay? Let me read it from a different translation. I'll read it from a simple translation. Yet God raised Jesus to life. God's Spirit now lives in you, and he will raise you to life by his Spirit. Life, John 1:4 says, in him was life. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life. He raised Jesus from the dead. Raised a lot of people from the dead. Even in the Old Testament, there were a lot of people raised from the dead. By the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the life giver. If you have the life giver living in you, what does that mean for you?
You'll have eternal life.
Okay, but let's talk about the here and now.
He'll help you endure through whatever you want to do.
Yep. If, look at the ISV. And if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then the one who raised the Messiah from the dead will also make your mortal bodies alive by his spirit who lives in you. Right in the here and now, you can have the power of God manifesting in your life, producing life. It doesn't matter if you get COVID. It doesn't matter if you get cancer. It doesn't matter what you get. If you have the life in you and you're speaking it and you believe it, you'll have what you confess. But you got to be convinced.
Right.
You got to understand he's all. There, and you, and there can be no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It has to be something that you're convinced and you'll stake your life on it. From a young 17-year-old, my definition of faith was this. You've heard of people, you know, they say, well, faith is like stepping out on a limb. Anybody ever heard that? Okay. To me, faith was stepping out on a limb, taking a saw, and cutting that limb off, believing that God would uphold it by his power. That was how much I was convinced. And that's why, you know, his power has been, you know, for me, delivering me time after time after time, saving me time, because that's the way I believe I live. That's my God, and he watches over me. You know, you are supernatural people. You are not natural. You're supernatural. Because the Holy One, the supernatural Spirit of God, lives within you. So therefore, that makes you a candidate for kingdom blessings. Because the Holy Spirit lives within you, okay, that means that you don't have to succumb to the things that people without the Spirit will succumb to. Because he's all. He's over all. Every name that is named, he's over. Go back to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Jesus, by the Holy Spirit has given us all power and authority, right?
Yep.
Okay, but this is what Jesus, look at verse 20. So which he brought about in the Messiah when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly realm. He is far above every ruler, authority, power, dominion, and every name that can be named. What do you think that's talking about? Every name that can be named. Cancer is a name. Leukemia is a name. AIDS is a name. In fact, some months ago, we got a testimony from Africa that there was a man that was healed of AIDS. He had been tested 3 or 4 times beforehand, and it was always positive. And he got prayed for, and they believed God, they spoke the word, and he went, and he's had like 2 more tests afterwards, and they were negative. It's not impossible. I mean, if the dead can be raised, do you know that when Jesus died, the Bible says there was a great earthquake. And then the Bible says that many people were raised from the dead. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. When Jesus died?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they were walking about, showing themselves to people.
When Jesus died?
Yeah, let's look at that.
Before he rose again?
Didn't they come up from paradise with him? And they were. Wasn't it in between the resurrection?
They would have had to have died like.
They died.
Recently. Yeah. Not like 3 months ago. Because
they right.
Yeah.
Well.
They're coming out of the grass.
The flesh is. I
don't know. Let's look at the scriptures here.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is like corpses, like.
Maybe it's a spiritual body, not a physical body.
Maybe he rejuvenated their flesh.
What book is that?
Okay, Matthew 27, 53, 52, 50. Matthew 27:50 says, "Then Jesus cried out with a loud voice and died. Suddenly, the curtain of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom." That was it was like a 4-inch thick curtain that was between the Holy of Holies and the other part of the temple. A 4-inch curtain from top to bottom, it was ripped. And the earth shook, rocks were split open, and then what does verse 52 say?
And?
Yeah, they should, right?
No.
I didn't put it in there. So, but the point is that God is even over death. Jesus Christ won victory even over probably the most final thing that humankind can face. Death. So, because Christ overcame death, we, in Christ, have overcome death. So death has no hold on us. And we've got to believe that. That has to be your sure foundation. You've got to accept that as simply as, you know, accepting a glass of water. You've got to believe it with all your heart. And those are things that we must speak out of our mouth. It can't be a hope. It has to be a fact. It has to be, you know, the Bible tells us that if you have something, then why hope for something that you already have?
Right.
Okay? So we have awe. We have within us the ability to overcome anything. What are some other names that he's over? We said AIDS. We said cancer.
Depression.
Anxiety. He's named over everything that is named.
Can you say democracy?
Democracy?
Yeah.
He's over it all.
Joe Biden.
Poverty.
Pandemic.
Lack.
Yeah, pandemic, yeah.
Pandemic.
Just say sickness and disease.
Sickness and disease.
Yeah.
Loneliness. Nobody should never feel lonely if you have the Holy Spirit in you. Holy smokes. That doesn't compute. Jesus said, I'll be with you forever. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Who better to have with you during tough times?
Right.
Yes.
When I get discouraged, he says to me, be of good cheer, Imra, and overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then my worries feel really small after you hear that. You know? Like, oh,
as they should. Yeah, as they should. Because you're on the winning team. You know? You're on the winning team. You always come out ahead. Even, listen, remember the story of Joseph. You know, there's a lot of stories. The story of Job. Even when it looks like you've lost it all, you come out ahead. Even if it seems like everything is against you, everybody is against you, you come out ahead. That's God's way. In fact, the harder, they say, the tougher the battle, the greater the victory. But we must be convinced he's all in all. And you must be convinced that all lives within you. And you're not speaking any goofy, you know, doctrine, because it says right there, he's all in all. And all things have been delivered to him. So if all things are delivered to him and you're in him, then all things are there for you. That's how you endure. But like Paul said, let's go back to Ephesians. His prayer was that the eyes of your understanding be opened, so that you could understand, verse 18. He says in verse 16, I cease not to give thanks and to mention you in my prayers. That, in verse 17, he's praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge. What's revelation? When things are revealed to you.
Insights.
Very good. And he prays that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, so that you can know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance. What are the riches? All. Nothing's left out. And what is the exceeding greatness? Now, I said we're going to come back to this. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he rose him from the dead? If the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if the same Spirit of power that manifested and brought Jesus from the dead dwells in you, how much more shall it have an effect on you, in you, and through you?
Mm-hmm.
Or how much more should it have an effect? Many times we live far below God's purpose for us because sometimes my, you know, Hosea 4:6 says that my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. But also the Bible does say life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And many times, the very thing that you're speaking is what you're convinced of, unknowingly. So you can't fool God, because you will end up speaking what's really here.
Oh, Satan, he's always speaking too, convincing us.
Trying to.
Trying to.
Yeah, that's why the Bible also has an answer to that, and it tells us to bring into captivity every thought that it would exalt itself against the what? The knowledge of God. That's why it's so important for us to know these things, so that when things that don't measure up, things that sound contrary come into your mind, you go, no, 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 that's not of God.
But they're convinced that that's their problem.
And that's the way it'll be.
Yeah.
You know, that's their revelation. That's what they believe. Mm-hmm. But what don't they believe? The truth. That he who the Son sets free is free. And always, if you have all in you, 3 John says... let's look up 3 John. There's only one chapter. It's easy to pass this by. Verse 2. Beloved, are you his beloved? Are you God's beloved? I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Mine says, beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul.
I like that. There's that word again, all. I like that word, all. It doesn't leave anything out. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, whoops, it wasn't Mark. Let's try. When he was leaving, and there was one place where he said, let's try Luke, he said, all power has been delivered, power and authority. Somebody help me. It's before he ascended, and he said, let me go back to Mark.
Matthew 28:18.
What does it say?
Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven
there it is.
And on
Thank you. There it is.
Is it?
Yep.
Therefore, go and make disciples.
Yep. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and said unto them, spake unto them, saying, here's that word again, all power is given unto me in heaven and the earth. Now you go, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Is when he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, was there anything left out?
No.
All. So how do we endure? How do we go through hardships? We recognize, number one, always recognize that you're filled, endued with awe. You must confess that. You must speak it. You must believe it. You've got to think about it. You've got to pray it. When you pray, you know, thank you, Lord, that I have awe because you're awe. That's just got to be a normal thing for a Christian, the way that you breathe, the way that you talk. If it isn't, then there will be other things that will come in and you'll be stuck by the words. You're snared, the Bible says, by the words of your mouth. So to endure and make it through, there can be no other options. He's all. I believe it. That's the way it is. Yeah, but no. You hear that. But how many times? At least 10 times we read all. Enduring. Enduring. Last, we're close here. Open your Bible to Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. We'll begin at verse 26. And he that overcomes and keeps my works until the end, him will I give power over nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So, I've asked this question before. What is it that you and I must overcome? Ourselves. Our own fears, our own inhibitions. But the word is full of power. The power to raise you from anything. It's all there. I stake my life on the word. I have to. I've had to. You have to stake your life on the word, especially in these days. Father, we bless you. Lord, we thank you that your word is true. Your word is alive. Your word gives us life. Your word protects us. Your word feeds us. Your word strengthens us. Your word guides us. As David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a guide unto my path. Lord, help us to know your ways, because your ways are higher than the ways of men, as even as your thoughts are higher as well. May we be filled continually with your thoughts, not carnal thoughts, but supernatural thoughts. May we be enlightened and understand how much we do have in you. Thank you, Father, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.